When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, we have noted the changing landscape of college football, and something coming across the Twitter timeline today that I did not expect was to see that there would be one university's players getting paid NIL out of a vaping settlement.
See?
That was a little bit surprising.
Smoking does pay,
well,
kids.
Hey.
Well, the settlement cost the popular vaping company Juul $10 million in the state of Louisiana. Now, I don't know why they owed the state $10 million. That's kind of beside the point, but part of their settlement says that they have to use the state needs to use a large chunk of that money to educate the youth about the dangers of vaping. So what they've decided they're going to do is carve off $225,000 of that $10 million settlement and give it to LSU players to tell kids vaping's not cool.
It's great. They're giving it looks like, to most of the public schools in Louisiana. So LSU is going to get $250,000 from the settlement. And then the other schools are going to get about $56,000. So that includes Louisiana, Monroe, Grambling State, Northwestern, Southeastern, and McNeese, all state universities. And so they're going to pay basically the kids somewhere between $1,000 to $3,000 to be like, no to vaping. Don't do it.
Good money if you can get it.
It's not bad. It is hilarious, though, because, like, I remember a time when vaping got you kicked off a team because the whole thing behind it was, well, we can't tell if it's weed or nicotine, and so you're either going to be subject to a test, and if it's weed, bye-bye, or if it's, you know, nicotine, you're going to get suspended or you're going to do an extra punishment. And now it's like, hey, so my first NIL deal, it's over here with Juul. And Juuling, I hope Juuling has died. I'm pretty sure Juuling's died.
I mean, maybe Juuling, but I still see it, like vapes.
Oh, not vaping.
Yeah,
vaping,
no,
vaping's big.
It's like
Juuling specifically
hanging on people's necks.
Hey,
now.
Hey, what? Dude. Oh yeah, you haven't seen the vape necklace?
Oh yeah,
God,
it's like a
no.
Lanyard for your vape, and you just grab it and go.
Because holding it or carrying it in your pocket is too much to ask.
Oh, dude,
I think it's a statement. It lets everybody know I'm a vape girl.
Oh
there
yeah,
there are vapes that you play video games on. I've seen it.
What?
Wait, what? Like,
yeah,
like a handheld
like they
Tetris?
Have a display?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
What do you do? What are you playing, Snake? What is?
I saw Pong.
Okay, so close.
But yeah, no, it was there. Vapes are all out there, man. They're crazy. Juuling was big in like 2017. Like, that's.
I think my sister still juuls.
Well,
I'm pretty sure.
She needs to be cooler then. Like, let's get into other ways.
She's 33.
To consume nicotine. Well, that makes sense. So, like, right around that college age,
mm-hmm.
at the very end for her would have been right around that 2017, 2018 mark.
Yeah.
That's kind of when I was starting going to college.
That was the time.
Juuling was a big deal. And then they took away, this is me quoting others, was not a jeweler. But they stopped selling certain flavors, and so dudes stopped juuling. most of them switched to more of like the Zyns or Lucy's or the nicotine pouch.
Well, and that's just it. Is I think that one of the reasons that juuling is less of a thing now is that they basically said by making them flavored, they're more appealing to kids and the youth. And well, like, not you have to stop making them flavored.
Not that they're more appealing, that they're being marketed specifically to kids. And it's like, can we stop with that argument? I'm an adult and I like cotton candy flavor. I like vanilla blueberry. I'm not a vapor, but if you put some yummy, chocolate-flavored smoke in front of me, I'm 35. I still want that S. You don't have to be 15 to want
that. Give me
that
yummy s'mores nicotine.
Seriously.
I'll tell you right now, as a dude with asthma, I'm fine with vapes being bye-bye. I think they're kind of dumb.
Well, you don't have a stake in the game anyways, then.
That's right. That being said, if they'd like to give me $1,000.
Y'all remember the cool vape commercial that started the whole thing? It was the Juul commercial. It was Blade star Steven Dorff on a beach, and he was just puffing on the Juul, and he's like, you know, smoking's really gotten old school or some bullshit.
I do
like
not
that.
Remember.
I don't remember.
This is literally the ad. Go look up Steven Dorff Beach Juul and you'll find it. And it's just him talking about how awesome vaping is as compared to normal cigarettes. It's just weird.
Well, now I know what I'm doing during the break. College football playoff, though, starts this weekend. It starts on Friday, the first game out of the chute. Indiana at Notre Dame. It says it's going to be about 31 degrees, maybe some snow there in South Bend. It could be a perfect setup for the beginning of the college football playoff. Notre Dame favored by a little more than a touchdown in that one. I saw something interesting yesterday, and that is the get-in prices for each of these games. Now, Indiana-Notre Dame, by far the highest. Both schools are in-state, so stands to reason that a lot of people from both sides want tickets. $390 to get in the door in South Bend on Friday.
That rocks.
But then you start to look at the Saturday slate and you're thinking, really?
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
To get into the Penn State whiteout against SMU, $60. Does that surprise you?
No, because it's in Penn State and they're all saving their money for the next game. It's why, like, when you look at a lot of these playoff games.
But you wouldn't think that all the same people that are going to the regular season games wouldn't also go to that one?
Yes, but I think that most are saving because they're like already making a plan. Like, they've already been planned, like, hey, I can get to this spot. They just have to win. As soon as they win on Saturday, like, I'm buying. But I do think all of these venues will get sold out. I think the price will come down and people will go.
I think
people want to go.
I think these things will be full. I'm just surprised it only costs $60 to go see Penn State, a contender in the college football playoff. I would have thought that a ticket into their regular season games would have been more expensive than that. The other thing that can play a factor, SMU, smaller enrollment, further away, around the holidays, people maybe not traveling. If you're an Indiana fan, it's easier for you to travel to South Bend for this one. Even if you're in Tennessee, not so tough for you to get up to Columbus for that Ohio State game. But the Dallas to State College, maybe a little bit different.
And they travel well. I've heard of a couple Duck fans that are like, I've been to the Rose Bowl before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wait because I haven't been to the Cotton Bowl
I have a couple friends that are like, listen, I booked my flights to Atlanta and if they make it there, I'll go there. But I'm just going to like,
It's a dangerous game, but I don't
blame
them.
But fully refundable. They're just like, I'll use this airline for another flight at another time.
That's not why I'm saying it's a dangerous game. Get your asses down there and support your team. I get it. The money's not really a big deal. It'll come back to you. But come on, the Ducks need our support in the Rose Bowl. I don't mean to sound like old school fan here, but damn.
I will be supporting the Ducks from the comfort of my couch where it doesn't take me 20 minutes to wait to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I am projecting because my parents are going to the Rose Bowl and I'm jealous.
I will also be at the Rose Bowl. I'll see if I run into the
Orders. And now
orders.
I hate you.
I know.
Oh yeah, I despise the show because you're gone.
That's
that night.
And you know, this was a total surprise. I had one of my best friends from high school reach out. Her husband is their company had access to tickets through the Rose Bowl because the company has like a seat on the board or something, and not just the game, but the Parade of Roses and all that. And so they were able to buy tickets at face value. And they're like, you know, we're only going to need two, but we can get four. Would you want to come? And I'm like, yes, I would. would like to go to that game. That would be wonderful. So that for me is maybe the best sporting event, venue, vibes, aura that I've ever been to. And so I am fired up to be seeing either Ohio State or Tennessee take on the Ducks in that one. One more note before we get off to in the news. You know, when we get, like I saw some of this at the SEC Championship, that you get some novelty food items that come up at these big one-off events. Apparently Notre Dame has a specialty item that they are offering. And it sounds okay, I guess. It is a bread pudding shamrock with Bailey's Irish cream infused caramel sauce, topped with cinnamon sugar, white chocolate, raisins, and green and gold sprinkles. Only $7.49. But limited edition, they're only making 100. Why on earth are you only making 100 of a food item? Is it so you can make $800?
Who's buying 100?
This seems, well, who's buying? I feel like if you have 70,000 people in the stadium, you can sell 100 of these. No, no, they're saying there's 100 total.
Yeah, so, but like, yes. No,
you think they'd have
that.
A hard time selling 100?
That seems like a lot at a football game. Like, I don't know about you. Like, I'm not going to a football game or a sporting event. Like, I'm not going to any of those places.
Of course not.
Like,
there are people who are like,
try the food.
Nah, I know. I agree. It's not about that. But if they're rolling this out, presumably they're expecting people.
And how much
to
did it
want
cost?
$7? $7.50?
Well, that's like two beers. I don't know, man.
Wait. What stadium are you going where you can get two beers for $7.50?
You can get Miller High Life's over at Safeco for $4.50.
Yes, you
okay.
can.
So just under two
ever.
Beers. So that's a, sorry, my
as
bad.
As the bougie and, San Francisco boy, I only know the $22 IPAs at the Giants
one
games.
And three quarters dollar for beers.
Now, T-Mobile's done really well. They still have the $22
IPAs. I think
IPAs,
pub beers are pretty cheap at Winterhawk and Blazer games as
oh,
well.
Oh, good for them.
Super good.
Hey, Atlanta started that, the home of the national championship, with the Falcons when they built Mercedes-Benz Stadium a few years ago. They said, hey, cheap, accessible stuff that we can have for our fans to eat and drink, and it spread. It's nice.